Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for staying with me this morning. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. Elise Benin is our guest. Elise is a recognized expert on marketing, how to promote yourself, especially online. She's the author of a couple of outstanding books that I'm looking at. One of them is called Self-Promotion Online, which I thought was one of the prettiest books. Well, actually, for a while, it was the best-looking book I'd ever seen until her new book came out, which is called Designing Websites for Every Audience, and now it's the best looking one I've ever seen. They just get better and better. Elise, welcome back and congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and I'm really impressed with the way you do it, where you put a book together. As you know, I get a lot of books in here every month, and yours just stand out.
Well, I would like to take credit for that, and certainly I did a piece of it, but my publisher really does an incredible job with the production.
Well, they do, but the thing is, though, you know, you have the vision for it, and you give other people the responsibility to make it happen, and I realize, I know what you mean. It is a team effort to get a book out, no question about it, but you know, I can see your mark all over this thing. You've talked to us about many things, about how to promote ourselves online, but I want to talk now, I want to focus on the new book. I want to talk about our websites, because... Mm-hmm. I want to talk about how to make sure that we get the most out of our websites. Elise, as you know, many people just in the early days, they just got a website up there. They registered their URL, their domain name, and they got it up, and they just put something up there, and they had a website, and they were happy about that. And then they made a few changes and everything, because everybody said you got to have a website. I said that.
And if I can interrupt
sure,
you, the fact that you had a website didn't matter what it looked like or even what was on it. It was just impressive and kind of forward-thinking to have one.
Just to have one was ahead of the game for a lot of people. Exactly. But now we're realizing that this thing is not a toy anymore. I mean, I've known that for a long time, and many people have, but some people are finally just now coming to the realization, hey, this is serious business. I need to make sure my site is as buttoned down as my brick and mortar operation is.
Yes, because now anyone can have a site. They're relatively easy to either create or get created for you, and from the, you know, web surfer or visitor's point of view, there's so many sites out there that there's no reason to choose one in particular to do what you're trying to do or get what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So your website, if you want people to actually spend any time on it or have it represent you in the best possible light, has to, in my opinion, be really well-designed and usable.
Yeah, usability is something that hasn't always been part of... I mean, a slick design has been around for a long time, but more and more every day. Thanks in large part, I think, to you, Elise, and the things that you've talked about over the years. People are realizing that usability is very important. But let's talk about something that I know that you spend a lot of time talking about that I don't think we've talked about on this show before, and that's credibility.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you talk about making sure that your web presence has credibility. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, there was a really interesting study done recently about how people use a company's website to evaluate or even make a first impression about the credibility of the site. And one of the things that this study found is that 46% of people determine the credibility of a site or of a company based on what the design of the company's website looks like.
Hmm.
So, to me, that is very...
What was that percentage again?
46.
46% Just on the look.
Right.
So almost half of the people who showed up went away if they didn't like the they just went away if they decided they didn't like the way it looked.
You know, they said things like the site is more credible. I find it to be professional looking, or more pleasing graphics, higher quality look and feel. That's
right.
What makes people think it's credible.
Right.
So
and that's before they ever use the thing.
Exactly.
That's pre-usability.
In fact, usability, site functionality, was rated 8.6%.
Wow. At least stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get into some more. This is new information. It's opening my eyes, and I probably is yours as well. We'll be right back with our good friend Elise Benin, the author of the new book, Designing Websites for Every Audience. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Elise Benin is our guest. Let me tell you about our show coming up straight ahead. In the hour straight ahead, Renee Grant Williams is going to join us. She's a new friend. She's the author of Voice Power, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention. She's going to help us fine-tune our voice. And I'm a little worried about this. I'm afraid maybe she might be a little rough on me, like Elise has been a few times in the past about my website. But anyway, we're going to have her on the show in a little while, and then after that we'll be visiting with our good friend Russell Brown, who helps us buy and sell businesses, make sure that we do a good job with that. Elise, we were talking about credibility,
mm-hmm.
and you said something that I didn't realize, and I bet you were surprised at those numbers too. Go over those numbers again. 46% of the people who go to websites.
I'm just going to read from the report. It says nearly half of all site evaluators, 46%, used visual cues, such as the site's overall design or look, to assess a site's credibility.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, basically...
Does that surprise you?
Yes. In a way, it did, but in a way, it doesn't. Because
no, we all... I mean, if you drive up in a car... My first impression of you is what kind of a car you got on. You're
right.
Driving.
If
when you get out of your car, if you get out of a taxi, my first impression is, what are you wearing?
Right, and I guess I just want people to be a little bit less superficial, but they're not.
No, we're pretty superficial, at least. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but we're all pretty superficial.
Right, and it says here, our participants relied heavily on the surface qualities of a website to make credibility judgments.
Yeah.
And it says, this is not what we had
this
hoped
is not
to
the
find.
First time human beings have disappointed you, is it?
It says, we had hoped to see that people use more rigorous evaluation strategies. But they didn't.
Yeah, all this time you and I have been talking about usability.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Well, actually, go ahead. Read on, because you were telling us about the usability aspect of the study.
No, actually, what it says is that, it says... Once people get past the superficial, then in fact they want it to be usable.
What it sounds to me like what's happening is it's just like we are about human beings. If we like the way they look, we'll engage them, and you know. But even if we don't care how they look, if we are able to engage them and get beyond the appearance, one way or the other, whether we like the appearance or not. Then, if this person is valuable, if we click with them, so to speak, then we we spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with websites, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah. So the deal is you need to have a website that is appealing to the eye, at least to some degree, but then once they get in, if you sucker them in with a good looking site. And you got no critical mass behind it.
Right.
That still doesn't mean they're going to stay, does it?
Right. And so the reason I wrote this book is because I found for myself, and I kept hearing from other people also, that there was no overlap between sites that were beautiful and sites that were usable. And
tell it. What do you mean by that?
That means that most really flashy sites were impossible to use.
Yeah.
And that most sites that were easy to use were really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like there have to be sites out there that kind of fit both criteria.
Yeah.
And that if I could feature the best of those in a book, then people could use them as examples.
And that's exactly what you've done.
Right.
Designing websites for every audience. Where is it available?
It's available on Amazon.com and in most Barnes & Noble.
In fact, you're launching it on this show right now, aren't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. We're just out, folks. So it's already in bookstores?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I thought we'd schedule it so that we'd get you on when it was.
Still very early. No reviews have come out yet.
Yeah, and folks, Elise's books are usable books. I mean, they're not just a book that you're going to read and then lay down. You're going to want to come back and use this thing. She's got beautiful graphics. It's the most beautiful four color piece that I've ever seen. I mean, when you're through using them for the moment, folks, you're going to want to put them on your coffee table.
Thank you. But the other thing about it that's usable, which I want to point out, is that I wrote this book so that you could use it while you were actually working on a site. It's kind of like a manual.
Yep.
In that you don't have to read the whole thing. You can read the first chapter, which kind of gives the overview of the ideas about why usability matters, and then you skip to whatever chapter focuses on the kind of users that your site, whatever site you're working on, is trying to attract. And then it gives four or five case studies of different websites, all that focus on that particular user, to give you some options of how to deal with them and what those particular users need to see or have on a site to make it most usable for them.
Maybe my new website that's going to be up pretty soon will be in your next book, Elise.
Could be. Could be.
Now, here's the rest of the title, folks, and this is, Elise, I want to talk about this before you leave. The second half of the title is For Every Audience, Designing Websites for Every Audience. Now, whenever people read that, I'm sure some people say, for every audience, you mean there are more than one audience coming to my site? I thought just people who wanted to buy from me or people who want to know about me would be coming to my site. I thought that was the only ones. So when we come back after these messages, I want you to tell us what you mean by every audience and the different kinds of audiences that we could be having, could be dropping by our site, and why we need to design a website for all those people. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend, Elise Bennett. Stand by. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Elise Bennett is our guest. And folks, if you're typing her name into any of the online search engines, any of the bookstores, or any of those guys, Elise, I-L-I-S-E, Elise, I-L-I-S-E, and the last name is Bennett, B-E-N-U-N, very simple. And just don't put any extra letters in there. There are no extra ones, just like it sounds. Elise Bennett. And she's the author of Designing Websites for Every Audience, also Self-Promotion Online. And Elise, why don't you give us your website, please?
Artofselfpromotion.com is the way to link to all the different book information and also to sign up for my quick online marketing tips, which are free tips I send out every 2 weeks.
Okay. And that's artofselfpromotion.com.
Right.
Okay. Check that out when you get a chance. Okay, Elise. What do you mean by for every audience? You sound like you may be introducing a new concept to some people. They don't realize that they've got multiple audiences coming to their website.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I didn't realize that, although I did structure the book according to the different audiences that I see out there. And I have 6 categories, and I'll name them: learners, shoppers, connection seekers, transactors, business browsers, and fun seekers. So the first step in the process is figuring out which of those groups is the majority of your users. And that, of course, correlates to the kind of information you would have on your site.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book will tell you how to design a site that appeals and is the easiest to use for that particular audience.
So if we have a public site, meaning not a really a highly technical site that where the only people who go there are, you know, really, really technical, like, you know, like us, for example, some kind of a technological site or something. If we've got a regular public commercial type of site,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to have, at some point in time, we're going to have all of these visitors? We're going to have all
you
these
people?
You
mean all six?
Uh-huh.
No. You would probably just have one. In other words, your site, Jim, as from what I understand, is being developed into what I would call a site for learners.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a lot of content on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, what is the best way to present information to people who are trying to learn?
But also business browsers.
Well, business browsers is a little bit different in that these are business people, but I think they're coming to learn rather than these are marketing sites that people are using kind of like brochures more
mm-hmm.
than anything.
Mm-hmm. But I might have, you know, I want to use mine specifically, not right now, but a site like mine might also have a place for connection seekers.
Yes, that's
people
true.
Who want to join a community.
That's true.
And so what I'm getting at is somebody in the retail business could have shoppers. They could, and even though my question, I guess, Elise, is even though they might not think of their site as a learner site, why not put some stuff up that people can learn from?
Right, and I agree with you, but part of the confusion that's out there on the web and the thing that makes a lot of sites unusable is that they're trying to address more than one type of user all in one place,
mm-hmm.
and it's very difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the question that business owners and website owners have to answer is, what is the majority of the people who come to my site coming looking for? And tailor to them, and then have other parts of the site that are, you know, kind of second tier, tailored to the
right.
other types of people. Otherwise, you're going to have people totally confused.
Mm-hmm. So what about, how do we find out who these people are? We've got about 45 seconds. How do we find out who those people are and who the majority of the folks are who come to our site?
Well, I mean, you could have some kind of survey on your site that asks them the questions that are in the book, actually, that you need to know in order to create the right site for them.
Mm-hmm.
You could interview anyone who emails you from the site and get as much information. You don't need that many people
mm-hmm.
to find out. But it's a question of interacting and asking them the right questions.
Right. Very interesting. There's a lot more in this book that I want to talk about, at least because I'd like for you to educate us a little bit more about how to design our website for our audiences
mm-hmm.
and whichever audience that is. Will you come back and do this again?
I will, and you can keep the book, Jim.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Elise Benn, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Thanks, Elise. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every single member of our military standing a post around the world. We're proud of you. God bless you. God be with you. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.